Hey, ambitious mama. Welcome to Becoming with Lauren Ricks. I'm so excited and so honored you are here. This podcast is for you if you are an on-the-go mompreneur looking for a different way of doing life and business, a more God-centered way that feels aligned with how you want to show up in this season of life you are in right now. Because I see you, mama, hustling around the clock, burnt out, and missing out on all the moments that you thought you would see because you can't let go of the hustle. There is a different way. And in this podcast, we will cover conversations about God and your faith, being an entrepreneur, all things mother, and out of the box thinking. I cannot wait to take you on this journey with me. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Becoming with me, your host, your friend, your BFF in the closet. I am so excited to have you here again with me this week. And today's episode, I really just want to have a behind-the-scenes chat with you on my lessons of what I learned from getting hacked on Instagram, because I've been getting a lot of questions about it. I've been getting a lot of feedback about it, and I wanted to talk about it today with you. So we're just going to have a girl chat, just like I'd be talking to my best friend about my thoughts on getting hacked on Instagram. But first, before we jump into today's topic and conversation, I want to let you know that I have two spots open for my Becoming Intensive, which is my private mentoring for February. It's 2 months. You get to work with me, and we literally dive into your life and your business and totally take it by the horns. And we literally go on this journey of unbecoming. And if you have been looking for a mentor who understands it, who can help you get out of the burnout cycle and starting to live a life you enjoy on the day-to-day with your business and start to do it differently, help you look outside the box when it comes to running your business, this is for you. I am your woman. So if you have been looking for somebody, search no more. I am here. You can check the show notes for the link, or you can just DM me on Instagram, LaurenRicks_, and we can chat to see if it's a good fit for you. So let's get into today. Blah, blah, blah. What words? Let's get into today's conversation. So about a month ago, I got hacked on Instagram, and here's how it went down, because that's the first question I get asked. How? I got a message from Instagram itself, so I thought, that I had somehow broke their community guidelines with something in my Instagram. And I was like, what? And so what they had said in there is, if I want to keep my account, I need to fill out this form. Otherwise, they are going to delete my account. So I was totally freaked out. And I was like, what the heck? I didn't cross any, you know, community guidelines or anything. So I filled out the form. And in the form, it said my name, my username, and my password. And I didn't even think anything of it until after I pressed submit. And I was like, crap, that was probably not smart. And within 5 minutes, my account was hacked. I was out of my account. And within 5 minutes of that, I got a text from this random number of a picture of my account. And I had asked, like, what the heck? Who is this? And they said, hacker. And basically, he was like, if you want your account back, pay me the money I want, and you can have your account back. Well, I don't make money off of my Instagram account, so for me, it wasn't that big of a deal. And what I did do, though, was I called the police because I felt like he was blackmailing me, so I made a claim, whatever. And I also did everything in my power on my end with Instagram and Facebook to basically recover my account. And Instagram and Facebook are not easy to deal with. I'm going to tell you, this was probably the most frustrating part and actually made me not even want to do another Instagram account because they were not helpful at all. Even though I was telling them that I was getting blackmailed, that he was trying to get money from me, they didn't help me at all. They just kept referring me back to, fill out the form. Did you fill out the form? Did you fill out the form? And I even talked to support on Messenger and they were still not very helpful, even though I was like, can you just close that account? Like, can you just go in there and cancel my account so he's not in there anymore? Because that's what I was really worried about. I was worried about him being in my account, having all these pictures, being able to use my face, my kids' face for something, right? That still freaks me out. And Instagram was not helpful at all. So still to this day, I have not recovered my account. I don't know what's going on my account. I don't know what he is doing. But that is the backstory of how I got hacked. But more importantly, here's what I took away from getting my Instagram hacked. I took a whole week off of Instagram before I decided, do I want to get my Instagram back? Do I want to create a new Instagram? What am I going to do? I did a lot of praying. I did a lot of sitting in silence and figuring out what I wanted to do. And the funny thing is, as soon as my Instagram was hacked, I got this download to start a podcast. Now, behind the scenes, or a little backstory, I guess I should say, is last year, 2021, one of my goals was to start a podcast, and it just didn't happen in 2021 for whatever reason. It didn't feel aligned, and I took my Instagram being hacked as a sign from God that it was time to start a podcast. So that's what I did. I literally felt like it was a download to start a podcast. And what else I took from this was social media is not ours. It can be taken from us in a blink of an eye, and we have no control over what's ours on there. We have no control over who's seeing it. We have no control over when it can be taken away. And that frustrated me also, which is one thing I love about podcasting is it's my content, right? I am sharing and it's on a platform that is not going to be taken away from me, right? It also showed me how good it felt to not feel like I had to be on social media, okay? If you have been in business for a long time, especially if you are in network marketing, we have been told for so many years you need to be on social media sharing all your life, all the behind the scenes, all the things to grow your business. And I can tell you, in those first 2 weeks of not having Instagram, I actually filled my beta experience mastermind and I did it with one post on Facebook in a Facebook group that I was in. I didn't even post any of it on social media anywhere besides in that one group. And that right there showed me that it's not about being on social media all the time to get my content across, to get my offers across, to add value, right? We can be on social media less, and when we do come on social media, making sure that what we're putting on is valuable content, speaking to our person, sharing our journey, sharing our life. But it doesn't have to be every single moment of the day. And that was one of the biggest things when I didn't have my Instagram. It really made me reflect on how do I want to show up in my business on social media? What kind of system or funnel or method, whatever you want to call it, do I want to start having? Because what I had been doing for the last 10 years, yeah, sure, it worked. It got me to a certain point, but I still felt like it wasn't me, right? And what I have discovered over the last couple months is it is so important for us to do our business the way that feels good for us. And to do that, you have to sit back and you have to answer questions to dive deep into what that even is. What do you even want your business to look like? How do you want to show up on the day-to-day? What are the activities that you want to do on the day-to-day? What's going to feel good for you in this moment, in this season, in this cycle, in this phase of your life. And that's going to be different for every single freaking woman who's doing business, because we're all so unique. And when I started diving into those things, social media became a small little tool. I decided that I wanted to do podcasting and have podcasting be the place where I pour into you. I add my value. It's mine. And Facebook and Instagram are like the byproduct of it. And when I got clear on that, the need for being on social media disappeared, right? When you don't have anything, when you don't have it, you don't want it. Well, sometimes you want it, depending on what it is. But I feel like with Instagram, if you've ever done an Instagram detox and you're like, I'm deleting the app, I'm not going to go on there, you have this like feeling of refreshing freedom, of not having the need or the feeling that you need to be on there to check to see what everybody else was doing. It was amazing what happened to my clarity and my focus and my ideas and my business when I didn't have the distraction of Instagram. So it's just crazy to me, you know, when God takes something away from your life, that more than likely, when we have it happen, we're thinking, why? Why, God? Why are you taking this away from me? Why are you taking my Instagram? But when I was able to step back from it and I saw God took away my Instagram for that time being so I could create the space to start a podcast, so I could create the space to hear what he wanted me to start doing that was going to be more powerful than what I was doing on Instagram. So he could show me that it wasn't Instagram that was making it. Everything shifted. And sometimes we need to quiet the damn noise around us so we can start listening to him and ourselves. Because what happens is we hear all the noise on Instagram. We hear all the noise on Facebook. We hear all the things we should be doing for motherhood, for business, for life, for your marriage. And not that those things are bad, but what happens is we see all of the things we should be doing and we either get paralyzed by it and we don't do anything, or we go into overdoing mode, which overdoes it, which causes us to be in burnout. And or we start building a life that we don't even desire because it's somebody else's shoulds, right? So it was so powerful for me to not have Facebook and or Instagram and have it be taken away like that. And I highly suggest, if you've never done an Instagram or social media detox at all, start with a weekend. Delete your apps for a weekend and see what kind of clarity comes through for you over that weekend. And I want to hear from you. Do it this weekend. Send me a Instagram DM and let me know how it went. What kind of clarity came through? What kind of thoughts, ideas came through for you when you took that Instagram detox? Because you will be so surprised at how refreshed you feel coming into a new week when you've been off of social media. So I would love to hear from you. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you download. Leave a review if you are finding these episodes valuable. Also tag me on Instagram if you are listening and let me know what your biggest takeaways are. Also, I want to hear from you. If you do this social media detox, let me know how it went. And I will see you next time on Becoming.